Let's stay in that area of the world. We spoke earlier about the protests at the Israeli embassy in Cairo over the weekend. Al Jazeera News Network has heavily covered all the protests there, has since been raided by the Egyptian military-led transitional government. David Kirkpatrick is Cairo bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. David, what happened?
Well, the Al Jazeera network that was raided here is a local offshoot. Since the revolution, Al Jazeera put up a satellite channel specializing in just Egypt with a heavy appetite for user-generated content, videos of some street protest in progress. And they have been lavish, if not sensational, in their attention to all of the unrest here, including the events at the Israeli embassy, where thousands of protesters tore down a protective wall and then broke into the embassy, essentially invading the embassy. After that, the military rulers of the country, the interim military government, made an expansive statement. They were about to crack down on any kind of disruptive protest. And the following day, they raided Al Jazeera's office. And they said, well, you know, the people who did the raid said, well, this is a licensing issue. They were operating without a license. Al Jazeera says, well, we applied for a license in March, and we never heard back from you. So that feels to us like a pretext. And the overwhelming suspicion here is that this crackdown on Al Jazeera, the raid on Al Jazeera, is part of the crackdown on protest, that they're trying to send a message that to the extent that Al Jazeera was potentially fanning the flames of this kind of unrest, they'd like people to cut that out.
But David Kirkpatrick, is this also a message for the press? Does this put a little bit of limitation on what you can or can't cover and say?
Well, you know, the press freedom has been a weak spot, if you will, of the military council from the get-go. I mean, for a military dictatorship, the current military council actually has a pretty light hand. It's a pretty anything-goes atmosphere here. And in the media, you can say and insult almost anybody with impunity. But they draw the line at the military. They have been very vigorous in warning people that when you write about their institution or broadcast about it, they want to know about it in advance. They've called journalists in for questioning frequently with the effect of intimidating them. And in a couple cases, they have charged bloggers with insulting the military. One man, I think, remains in jail. And that idea that insulting the military is a crime is very much an alien one to the Western sense of freedom of the press.
David Kirkpatrick is a Cairo bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, talking about an incident in which the Al Jazeera News Network in Cairo was raided by Egyptian military-led transitional government forces.